I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. During Indiana University's bicentennial year, they're presenting Richard Wagner's Parsifal. First time in 40 years, it's based on the Arthurian legend and the quest for the Holy Grail, sort of a Game of Thrones-esque fantasy. Our guests are two of the student principals. They are the Esquires, the Canapa, Kayla Eldridge and Gregory McClellan. They're part of a quartet, two tenors, an alto, and a mezzo. Kayla, where are you from?
I am from Bentonville, Arkansas.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And what other roles have you done at IU?
I have been a part of a lot of the opera choruses for Peter Grimes, Lucia, La Boheme in 2014, and I did Soeur Mathilde in Dialogues of the Carmelites this past season.
And Greg, where are you from?
Sandy Lake, Pennsylvania. And I was Steve Wozniak last year in The Revolution of Steve Jobs, Howard Boucher in Dead Man Walking in 2015, and then in the ensembles of Oklahoma and Bernstein's Mass that we just did last year.
Now, at the beginning of this particular production, you two actually don't appear after the first 25 minutes, but you're kind of part of the action. Kayla, what's your role in this?
As one of the knights in training, we are looking up to Gurnemontz, one of the main characters in the show, for leadership, and we are getting from him the backstory during our points on stage on the evil Klingzor and kind of getting an idea of who Kundry is. She's kind of a mysterious female character in the show.
Klingzor, who's stolen the magical spear.
Yes.
And Kundry, who knows what Kundry's doing.
Right.
And Greg, Kayla describes her role. Do you have a little bit more action role with the other tenor?
Yeah, Carl and I spend a lot of time together on stage. He's the other Esquire with me. And we kind of, I feel like we push the plot along by asking Gurnemontz questions that we're curious about. Like, did you know Klingzor, or did you, like, who is Kundry? Who, talking to us about the Holy Grail and the spear and stuff like that. So yeah, we are a part of pushing that plot along to keep the opera going.
As we think a little bit about Wagner, we think, of course, of long scale things where things are kind of quiet, but it's sung all the way through. I'm kind of curious, Kayla, do you see yourself someday as a Wagnerian soprano?
I would absolutely love that. I would hope that in my growth as a vocalist, I could acquire that stamina that it takes. That wouldn't be, I'm sure, for several decades, but I would, of course, love to be a Wagner soprano.
Are you having some fun watching the Kundry in this particular role?
Oh, absolutely. Really, all of the principals. It's a great experience to be able to watch professionals in this setting. Yeah.
And Greg, are you having a little bit the same feelings that perhaps you might be picking up the spear at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. It has been told to me that maybe in 10 or 15 years that I might be a Hilden tenor, so that would be really awesome. It's been incredible to watch people like Kristen and Renee Tatum envelop their characters, see how they grow throughout the process, and the way they act and react on stage has been incredible. I mean, the four of us sit there and watch Gurnemontz for 15 minutes just, like, sing the loudest and most expressive. We get a front row seat to that, and it's just incredible it's a masterclass every single time we get to watch them sing.
A masterclass for the student principals at the IU Opera Theater production of Parsifal. It plays at the Musical Arts Center at 2:30 on the 10th, 6 o'clock on November 13th and 16th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.